Hachette Audio presents We're Speaking, written by Hitha Pallapu, read by Hitha Pallapu. To the ones that eat no for breakfast, speak their truth, and always show up excellent. Preface. January 21st, 2021 was a bitterly cold night, even under the glare of the studio lights. Kamala Devi Harris, clad in a black dress, tuxedo overcoat, and leather gloves, stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. She took a deep breath, pressed her shoulders back, and put her chin up. With a smile, she delivered her first words to the world as the 49th Vice President of the United States. "We are undaunted in our belief that we shall overcome, that we will rise up. This is American aspiration." In the middle of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln saw a better future and built it with land-grant colleges and the Transcontinental Railroad. In the middle of the Civil Rights Movement, Dr. King fought for racial justice and economic justice. American aspiration is what drove the women of this nation throughout history to demand equal rights, and the authors of the Bill of Rights to claim freedoms that had rarely been written down before. A great experiment takes great determination, the will to do the work, and then the wisdom to keep refining, keep tinkering, keep perfecting. The same determination is being realized in America today. That same determination, will, wisdom, and aspiration had been realized earlier that day, as Kamala Harris was sworn in as the country's first woman vice president and also the first Black and South Asian vice president. In the months that Kamala Harris went from being the junior senator from California to vice president of the United States, I asked hundreds of women what she meant to them, and the answers were incredibly varied. Hope, representation, strength, and courage were some of the most common answers, as was shattering the glass ceiling. Others commented on how she's evolved on issues publicly and openly. For Black women, who have been the backbone of our democracy, they felt ownership, especially in the "we" when she called President-elect Biden and said, "We did it, Joe." For South Asians, it was a feeling of a deeper belonging to America as she recognized her Chittis in her acceptance speech. For blended and multicultural families, it
Sample complete. Ready to continue?